We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. This has got to be 70s music, right? No, or is this late 60s? It kind of sounds the same in that era. It's all good. Love it. Coming up, we'll get you updated on the PGA Championship that's still ongoing. Brooks Koepka just ran away with it earlier
today.
After
the hurricane, we're named Koepka.
Dicka. No doubt.
Be a strong hurricane.
And we've got some NBA action tonight as well as the conference finals continue. As a matter of fact, let's get everybody caught up with a SportsCenter rundown with Chris.
Round one of the PGA Championship, Brooks Koepka. This is becoming a theme with him. He shot a course record 7-under-63 today. Currently holds a 3-stroke lead over Danny Lee. Tiger Woods bogeyed 3 of his final 5 holes today. In the clubhouse at 2-over, shooting a 72. Phil Mickelson, back-to-back birdies to get himself to 1-under par. And Jordan Spieth going the other way. He is now at 1-over par. And tonight in the NBA, Warriors Trailblazers. Coverage starts at 8.
All right, let's start with the PGA here. Interesting day as Koepka was just on fire in an unrealistic way. 7-under, 63.
Birdied the first hole and never really looked back. Tiger double bogeyed the first hole.
Yeah, they were paired together, right? Mm-hmm. And so was Molinari. That was the trio. And Koepka just killed it. And this is funny because of his cockiness from yesterday. We were just talking about this, how he said he's automatically better than half the field, other half won't make the cut. It's just a numbers game of beating a few guys, and he's better than everybody, and he is. I mean, Danny Lee, as Chris just mentioned, snuck up there with a 5-under. He's still got a hole to go.
No, he just dropped another. He's at 4.
Is that 4? That's through 18 then. Because I got a minus 5 through 17 on my scoreboard. If he just dropped another one, then he's done.
Well, my leaderboard's all messed up over here.
But, hang on, I'll tell you right
but
now.
But a big drop-off, Tommy Fleetwood at 3, and then, I mean, nobody's even close to Koepka.
I got Danny Lee at 5-under through 17.
Okay, I got him 4-under through 16, so he birdied.
Okay. I got him 5 through 17.
You'd think the PGA Tour website would be up to date, but...
You would think. That's asking a lot.
And locally, just real quick, Andrew Filbert, who we had on yesterday, he's 7-over through 9. Justin Birch doing a little better. He's 7-over through 17. Two local pros that are playing.
So Tiger Woods had 2 double bogeys on his front 9 today. And
including the first hole.
Was just everywhere. Not very...
But he had an eagle as well.
He also had an eagle.
He had 3 birdies, an eagle, 2 doubles, and 3 bogeys. Like he's just... There was no consistency to his game, probably... Yeah. Expected coming off of, 5 weeks since the Masters?
I'd like to know how many bogey-free rounds in the history of any of the PGA events that have happened at Bethpage Black. How many bogey-free rounds have there ever been? Because Koepka had one today, which I think is even more amazing than going a course record 7-under, is that you had no bogeys. That's unbelievable.
And again, man, the course record 7-under-63, he didn't birdie either one of the par fives. I mean, this is a guy that is
left strokes on the table.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the 5 longest hitters on tour. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the 3 longest hitters on tour. Him, Cameron Champ, and DJ. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe throw Rory into that mix as well. But I mean, a par 5, that's where Koepka should eat this course up. And he played the par 5s even today.
Which is scary.
It should scare the hell out of the rest of the field. But it really should. And something happens with this guy. When he shows up at a major, he's a different guy when he shows up at a major.
He claims they're easier. Most other people will tell you the opposite, that those are the 4 hard grinder ones where you're going against the best in the world. He seems to relax. He seems to think it is easier, even though he has admitted that he gets bored. He had a statement yesterday that he wishes the tournaments were 15 or 16 holes. There's no need to be out there for 5.5 hours. Let's shorten the course.
It's like shortening baseball to 7 innings, like a triple A if they have a doubleheader. Yeah, I only play 7.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but that's...
He says he always gets bored around the 12th hole.
How do you get bored? When you're playing, like, look, man, I want to play 36.
I saw a feature on him this morning on Golf Channel. Basically, all these pundits saying, mm-hmm. The workout he did before the final round of the PGA Championship last year.
Yeah.
After his normal workout where he did chest, shoulders, biceps, and core, his buddy bet him that he couldn't put up 225 15 times on the bench.
Yeah.
And he did it. And he's like, look, that's my workout. Golf is easy.
Is that smart,
You're though? Walking like 6 miles and you're hitting a ball in between. Like, what's hard about golfing 18 holes? It's crazy to get into this guy's thought process.
Maybe he's bored because he's got a 4-stroke lead around hole 12 and he's on cruise
Danny
control.
Danny Lee birdied 18. It's now a 1-stroke lead. It's -6.
All right.
He's in the clubhouse at 6 under, Danny Lee.
And on other days, we would say that's impressive.
That is it is almost as impressive.
I know.
Let me see if he birdied.
But he's not going to get any attention today.
Danny Lee bogeyed 5. On the front, there was his only bogey, and he bogeyed 15 as well. Mm. So he had 2 bogeys, and he's and still 6 under, 1 shot off the lead.
Well,
great text from Tall Stock Guy. He's going to get to a point where he makes a certain amount of money, then wants to go do something that's more challenging,
like Jim Parsons, right? Like Jim Parsons. Big Bang Theory, which concludes tonight. Let's go to the phones at 239-337 ESPN. Alex in Fort Myers, how are you, Alex?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. Great. Listen, Kepka's just on a different level. He really is for the last 3 years, and he just is.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants it. He wants to win. Doesn't care about the money. He wants to win. He's Tiger 15 years ago.
Well, Danny Lee's right on his heels here, so at least that's going to present. It looks a lot better having one, Danny Lee 1 stroke back as opposed to Tommy Fleetwood in third place at 4 back. 4 back seems like fine.
All right.
Might have to go there.
We were good till then. If you do want to talk about funny things, though, today at the PGA Championship, if you've been at work all day, do take some time to watch some highlights and see John Daly cruising around in his clown pants in a golf cart.
Most offensive thing I've ever seen on a golf course. He looks like a guy selling ice cream bars off the back of a truck.
Well, okay. I mean, not to make
and I like John Daly.
We all like him, but I mean, he's a large man with flowing bleached blonde hair.
That's natural.
Okay. And driving around in a golf cart. It just was laughing.
If we had a bet for charity and you lost, would you do that?
What, bleach my hair?
Yeah.
For
charity.
Sure. That's not a big deal.
How many majors does Brooks Koepka have? He has 3, correct? He's got two U.S. Opens and a PGA.
Sounds about right. Why?
You know how many wins he has on the PGA Tour?
How many?
That includes majors.
How many? What?
5.
Yeah.
So he only plays
more
in the majors.
More majors than regular tour event wins.
It's
unbelievable.
It seems like he blows those off. Seems like he blows off the PGA events and is all about the majors. Like he said, something happens to him. He just gets relaxed while everybody else puckers up.
Trying to find where John Daly is. Oh, there he is. Five over through 16.
And John Daly tried to claim that he's at a disadvantage having to ride this golf cart around because he doesn't know where he can go and where he can't go and all that kind of stuff.
I would say the person I'm looking at right now, tied for 133rd with John Daly, that's having, one of the more disappointing rounds of anybody, is Karadec Afrobarnett. That guy, because a lot of people thought he was a sleeper.
Afrobarnett!
He's 6 over today.
He's tied with Daly?
There's a lot. Yeah, he's 6 over today.
What do those two guys weigh together? Over, under?
Who?
Afrobarnett.
Afrobarnett and Daly?
Combine their weights.
600.
600?
No, a little less.
I'm gonna say 570.
Still, I almost picked him in one of my categories. I'm glad I didn't because thought he'd be pretty consistent.
Yeah.
He's been good on the whole.
See, the thing with Afrobarnett is he's not that tall.
So he might not be that heavy?
Google's got him at 230.
All right, add 30 to that.
But they don't have his height.
I think he's 5'10", 260. That's my guess.
I have his height.
He ain't 5'10". He's 5'8".
5'8".
He's 5'8", 229.
He's not 229.
He is 229.
I'm looking at it right here.
Guys.
Now, it could be a media guide, 229, but camera nevertheless.
Rounds, camera adds a couple pounds.
This is the
pounds.
PGA. Are you questioning, sir, the PGA, Bethpage Black biography? Right here. I'm
fellas,
looking at it right here.
Fellas. I'm like 229, give or take a couple.
You're also a foot taller than him, yeah. Right?
But that's not worth an extra.
It's going to look
yes,
a little different.
It's not worth an extra 60 pounds.
Yes, it is.
I mean, my head isn't that big.
Jeez. Well, we're talking about aesthetically.
Right. Egotistically speaking.
Number 41.
He's big boned.
41st ranked golfer
He's
in the world.
Very yep. large boned. Come on, guys.
I think you're going in on him a little too hard.
229 is a little too
like,
hard.
Like, he still manages to be a professional golfer where you do walk a little bit.
And been
well, so did John Daly before this
no,
year.
No, he has to ride in a golf cart.
What's that for Barn Rats? He just finished in the top three or four in one.
Let's see here. I'll pull up his results from this year.
In the Masters, wasn't he in the top 10?
Yeah, he was.
I think he was up there in the Masters. I know I had him on my.
Nope. T49. He just finished T5 at the Byron Nelson last week.
Okay. So
his best finish this year, though, came at the WGC Mexico Championship, where he had a T3.
Mm-hmm.
And what country is he from?
I believe it's Thailand.
I was gonna say I don't recognize the flag.
Yeah, that's Thailand. Thailand. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you watch enough international soccer, you get really good with your flags.
Yeah, because Thailand is really what a powerhouse in soccer.
Thailand isn't that
what
they
a powerhouse.
Like,
they have a team.
Oh Thailand? Yeah, they got a team.
Yeah.
Is it Thailand where they lose airliners on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, they've had a poor record here of late.
Okay, just making sure we're talking about the same country.
PC guy says he thought Craig was like 5'5". No, he's like 6. He says he's 6'2". He's probably shrinking.
I'm a hair under 6'3".
Yeah.
Why would somebody think I'm like 5'5"?
I don't know. You don't look short.
Because of the picture, you were bent over the other day looking at the camera when I took that selfie of us. That
oh,
posted
that's
it.
True.
You weren't. True. Neither of us were standing up.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm the shortest on the show.
Yeah, you're not that short.
And you're like normal height.
I'm normal height, yeah.
Yeah.
Just south of 6 foot. Just shy
of 6 foot.
Yeah.
You see this today?
Tall sock guy says, or instead of soccer, you could study geography in school like the rest of us. hey, you know what? We both got to the end. Same right. point here, and I had fun learning about flags.
I can say sports probably.
Fun with flags, Big Bang
Theory.
But
didn't you guys, and this could be a topic for Wikipedia, but
is it?
Yeah. I think learning geography
Sheldon
from
has
following
show.
Sports has definitely helped. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
When I was 6 years old, I knew where South Bend was because of Notre Dame.
It used to
be. I knew where Tallahassee was because of Florida State, even in New England.
It used to be that you could learn U.S. geography based on conference alignment.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
It used to be.
Not anymore.
That's a good point.
And Maryland. My multiplication tables, everybody in my school had a tough time with sevens.
Right.
Really? I could nail them because of football.
Touchdown.
It's a touchdown.
Yeah. So I think sports can absolutely help with geography. Well, no doubt. That's right. That's a good Wikipedia question. A good Wikipedia category, I should say. Genre.
You mean the game show Wikipedia?
No, just like, like if I said West Lafayette, you'd say,
suck.
Purdue.
Exactly, but that'd be kind of fun.
All right, let's try this.
All right, word association?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Columbia.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Gamecocks.
Although there's another, but that's the first one that popped into my head.
Columbus.
No, I know.
Columbia. Right.
Columbia would be South Carolina. Again, we're talking sports.
Trying to think of a tough one because all the ones
do
coming.
All, you can do all the
I'm
sports.
I'm going like Gainesville.
You don't have to do college. You can do pros and do.
Well, pros are easy. They're in all the big markets.
Yeah.
Packers. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it doesn't have the
Milwaukee.
Same.
Green Bay.
Blue Jackets, you might be able to slip me up with that one.
Columbus, Ohio. Next.
Waco.
Baylor.
Boom.
I was trying to think where Texas Tech is. And I couldn't.
Lubbock.
Yeah. Maybe it's not such a good category.
Oh,
Boise.
Only in your mind, America's team.
They are.
All right. So while we keep an eye on the PGA and everything going on there, we got some NBA action tonight. Of course, we'll have it here on 99.3 ESPN.
Is this going to bore me to tears, this game tonight?
Well, the first game bored you to tears.
Full disclosure, I'll be watching the Bruins. I'll flip to this during the pre-period, but this game starts at 9 Eastern time. So
well, okay, keep in mind, Kevin Durant is now out 3 to 6 weeks, which means he's done, which means he's done playing for the Golden State Warriors. Now,
well, 3 weeks actually puts him right around the start of the NBA final.
No.
What? Oh. Okay, gotcha.
They're actually doing a much better job with this in the conference finals.
Yeah.
They're alternating days.
That's what they should do.
It's great.
They should block hockey out altogether. Give them no space to breathe.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just kidding.
Just hate you.
So.
Get ready because tonight they're closing it out. And they'll be in the Stanley Cup Finals. Get ready.
Okay.
Because we're talking hockey
first
next
of all,
week.
You should know
away.
It's the Stanley Cup Final, not Finals.
Finals.
You of all people
finals.
Should know that.
Finals. By the way, the Warriors won game one by 22. Fifth time they won a playoff series opener by at least 20 points under Steve Kerr. Why is that bad news for the Trailblazers? Because as the previous four series have all ended in 5 games.
See, I want to root for Golden State now. I want to see them win a championship without Durant on the floor. I do.
Muncy,
you've
Ball
seen
State.
It.
Right?
I know, and I want to prove it again that they never needed him during this entire run. Fact?
I'm really, it's that point in the year where it's like, who am I going to root for? Do I really want the NBA champions to be the Milwaukee Bucks?
Why does it matter? As long as it's good basketball to watch or a fun series. I want both series to go 7. I want it to be competitive. Don't you? I'm just what's competitive.
Come on, let's rein in the why does the it matter? Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Haven't we evolved as a species where it has to be Golden State, or it has to be New York, Los Angeles, Boston, Houston, whatever.
No, I don't
whatever.
Even like Golden State particularly. I just don't know who I have no rooting
does it
interest.
Doesn't matter what
you know
series
what?
As opposed to the quality
Portland
of basketball
is who I'm rooting for.
Well, I love Damian Lillard. I
love
do.
Lillard.
Here's the deal.
I want to see what happens if Enes Kantor has to travel to Toronto for an NBA final. I think
absolutely.
That'd be really fascinating.
For those that don't know, he can't
Miami
travel internationally.
Heat, Pistons, Celtics, if those three teams aren't in it, don't you just want to see? I just want to see competitive basketball.
Here's my thing with
Golden
State.
I don't want to see 22-point blowouts.
I used to like Golden State before Kevin Durant. I thought they were fun as hell. In fact, at the time, I thought they were the most fun team I've ever seen play. Splash Brothers, are you kidding me? They were fun to watch. And then Durant comes in, I'm like, oh. And then I've been rooting against him ever since. Now he's gone, I can root for them again.
You would.
Tall Sockeye says, wait. Pete wants to just hand this to the Lord Stanley to the Bruins, but he wants the other. No, they can sweep, get to win the Eastern Conference Finals tonight and get to the Stanley Cup Final. It's against, hopefully, San Jose.
Singular. Final.
And why is that, by the way?
Because it's one cup.
Why are they going to be different?
It's one series.
So the
it's
NBA
finals series.
We say the NBA finals
because it's multiple games.
Well, so is the Stanley Cup finals. What,
no. Stanley Cup final one series. NBA finals multiple games.
Mm-hmm. You've lost me on your logic.
There isn't any logic.
They're both right.
It doesn't make sense.
They're both right.
They are both right. If this keeps going, we're going to talk about flag sticks in or out again like we did in 2 o'clock.
No, somebody called in and wanted to rehash that. I told him, I said, I really appreciate the phone call, but I can't listen to that again.
I can't either. My voice can't do it.
By the way.
What?
Where is...
He sided with me and Pete on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, he's wrong, too. I mean, it doesn't matter.
It slows the game down.
How about, you know what Steph Curry's record is against in playoff game against Damian Lillard?
Undefeated.
7-0. 8-2 in all head-to-head matchups against his brother Seth.
By the way, One Beer Guy says, I agree 100% with my drinking buddy, Craig. One Beer Guy. That's my guy.
Yeah, it'd be a great conversation you have over a beer.
It'll be brief, but it will be on point, and we'll both make sense and be coherent.
Oh, great.
Fact.
Damian Lillard is 2-15 in road games at the Warriors in his career, 0-6 in the postseason.
He needs to start lighting it up. There's no doubt about it.
Shot 0-3 in the paint. Second time in his postseason career that he failed to make a shot in the paint. Game 7 against the Nuggets this postseason.
Yeah.
12 field goal attempts were his fewest in a playoff game in his career. I will promise you he will have a minimum of 20 attempts tonight. At least 20. So they lose by 12 instead of 22.
He has to have 20 attempts, in my opinion. Got to shoot the rock. Hey, here's a fun question. If you're Kevin Durant now, that you're done, you're mentally checked out, you're going to the Knicks or whatever you're doing, do you even show up like in the locker room, sit on the bench, root on your teammates these final series, or are you a no-show the rest of the way if you're Kevin Durant?
I think it'll be pretty telling.
Yeah.
I would think he'd be dressed in a suit and on the sideline. You would think.
He hasn't been yet. I haven't seen him yet. He's been. Oh. This is three games now. What? Before I go to the
Wings
phones?
Up, just so you know, sending in Wikipedia pages isn't going to help prove me wrong.
Well, he's right. It's the Stanley Cup Finals. It's the NBA Finals.
And
it's
it says here, it says the Stanley Cup Finals in ice hockey, also known as the Stanley Cup Final.
Mm-hmm. Both are acceptable. Let's move on.
So. Pittsburgh Brian is waiting patiently. He's on the phone. 239-337 ESPN. Brian, how are you?
PB.
Great. How you guys doing?
Good. What's happening?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to make a PGA pick winner this week.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm taking Brooks Koepka.
Not Bruce, but Brooks.
I got you. That's a safe bet, almost. I think we'd all love to see Tiger pulled off again, but I'm going to go just because of his long game and short. Is the Dustin Johnson. I think DJ can do it.
Where's DJ at right now?
Not a bad pick.
Is he minus two, minus one, or is he doing
I have no idea.
We're going to look it up for you here. We're going to look it up.
The second thing is a Wikipedia category for you guys.
All right, yeah.
Is that even?
Okay.
And you guys might have already done it. College nicknames.
Yeah, that's a good one. Absolutely is.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's kind of easy, though. Yeah.
No, but you can, or something like that.
For D1, you could pick some good school, like in the Mountain West Conference, the teams that – the Anteaters.
Thank you, Brian. How many, like, unique mascots are there? Because if I go Tigers,
right,
you can name half of the schools in the SEC.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you would. I don't think you would do that. You would do something more.
Well,
Anteaters, which is what Cal UC Santa Barbara,
UC Irvine.
You're right. Something like that.
Yesterday, we got stumped on the Mercer Bears, right?
Actually, I was right about that
one. You kind of pulled that out of your rear end.
So, like, you would have to go, like, Mercer.
Georgia Southern, something like that.
Eagles.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Bobcats, Ohio, Akron, Zip. I mean, but you'd have to go outside,
you'd have to find something.
You could find it. There's ways of doing it.
Maybe we'll do it.
It'd be creative.
All right.
Go D2? No.
Yeah, we might have to. Now, D2 would be a good. I think we should do it. If we do it, you do it
D2.
That'd
be tough.
Or FCS 1AA, whatever it is.
There you go. Here's one for you. The Hatters.
Stetson.
Bingo.
Yeah,
good job.
That's D1.
Good job.
Yeah. That's a great one.
That is a great one.
That's a great one.
Used to be the Mad Hatters.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the Stetson or if it was Alice in Wonderland.
I did a game there once.
Stetson?
Yeah.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Not a great basketball program.
It wasn't then either, although they beat us that day.
Yeah. Really good baseball school.
Yes.
Very good. Jacob DeGrom.
I've told you this story on the air before. When I did a game there, you go to page two of their media guide, and they got a picture of Lurch from Adam's Family. He's like one of the most famous.
Really?
Whoever that actor was.
Yeah.
He's the most famous Stetson graduate.
So the movie Waterboy. All the classrooms, all those scenes in the classroom, and the fountain.
Yeah.
Shot at Stetson.
Really?
Yep. Took a college tour. I couldn't get in there, but went on the tour.
Your wife went there.
Wife did go there, yeah.
You went to Alabama, but couldn't get into Stetson.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Stetson's a good school, man.
I know, but...
Look, guys, this was Alabama pre-Nick Saban. Like, there were standards are not
if
the
Nick
same
was
now.
There, if Nick was there and you
there's
were there.
There's no way I'm getting in at that point.
No, but say you did.
Okay,
you would have graduated there.
Nick was there while I was there. It was just the first national championship. It hadn't turned into what it is. People still got excited for, Arkansas. Arkansas was actually good at the time.
Yeah.
Who's coaching Arkansas then?
Bobby Petrino, whatever his name was. Yeah, and I think it was Ryan Mallett
quarterback. Right before the motorcycle.
Those Ryan Mallett Arkansas teams.
He was awesome.
Underrated.
He was a Heisman Trophy finalist, wasn't he?
Was he?
I think he was.
Yeah, and then he got to the NFL.
Well, it happens. Charlie Ward won it and played for the Knicks. So what did that tell you?
Wow.
He missed a team flight in preseason with the Patriots, didn't he? Yes, he did.
That's not the Patriot way.
That's not the Patriot way.
You're not going to hang around long if you do that. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, Charlie Ward?
No, Ryan Mallett.
Oh, Ryan Mallett did, yeah. I forgot he was on the team. Yeah, you're right.
No, it wasn't the Patriots. I think it was the Texans.
Yeah, I don't think it was the Patriots either.
I think it was the Texans.
Was it the okay.
Yeah, because I think
he missed a preseason team.
I think it was
when
I lived there. Yeah, I think it was. All right, let's ring a bell that sounded familiar. Speaking of the NFL, we'll get you caught up on all the breaking news out of the NFL today, among other things. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Who this?
Greta Van Fleet.
Is this
great band?
Rock or country?
Rock.
Rock.
There.
Greta, that's a chick's name.
Yeah.
So this is a chick singer?
Nope.
It's a dude named Greta?
It's a band.
A band named after a girl?
Yeah.
So?
I mean, bands in the 80s dressed like girls. What's the difference?
They name themselves after girls. I'm just curious.
Is okay Motley a boy name?
What about Queen? Is that okay?
They make good music.
So does this.
I like this song.
It's a great song.
I don't mind it.
It reminds me. It sounds a little Zeppelin, a little Ozzy-ish.
Yeah, this is a new band putting out
old stuff.
It's not old.
So they're stealing. Yeah. They're copying. They're copycats. They're sampling.
This sounds like a new Led Zeppelin.
There's no such thing as a new Led Zeppelin. Which,
Led
by
Zeppelin.
The way, you said on the show the other day that you weren't that big on Led Zeppelin.
I'm not. I'm really,
What is
not.
Wrong with you?
Your music takes
have been about as bad as your golf takes today, Craig.
My take is bad by ripping him that he didn't like Led Zeppelin?
I don't like a lot of their stuff.
You've bashed on Greta Van Fleet today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drake.
Well, yeah, I stand by that.
So you don't stand beside the one you just did?
Well, I kind of like that music you were playing there. It was decent. So
good.
I'm not going all in. I'm not jumping in the deep end of the pool.
They just performed up in Orlando last weekend?
Yeah.
I think. Maybe 2 weekends ago? Yeah, they're just down here.
Very good.
Played in the amphitheater up there.
All right, coming up in a bit, we'll have to update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. We haven't really bounced around that very much, but there was a couple of stories out on Twitter, and people like Gil Brandt of NFL.com were thinking maybe the NFL should do what the NBA just did and have a lottery for their draft pick and their drafts instead of just having the worst team get the number one pick to avoid tanking.
Yeah, and that's an interesting premise. But real quick, in the NFL yesterday, did you hear about this? What happened in Los Angeles? Drew Locke and tight end Noah Fant were involved in an airport shuttle crash at LAX yesterday. They're okay.
They still have airport shuttles?
Yeah, Locke was laughing.
Well, in LA, you have
to. Locke was laughing. Said,
have like a monorail system?
No.
But Fant and Locke touched down in LA, boarded a shuttle to take them from a plane to the terminal when it collided with another vehicle.
Wait, so they got off the plane and walked down onto the tarmac?
No, but they boarded a shuttle. Which happens sometimes when you come off planes, as Craig said.
Not me.
Well, you have your chauffeur.
I like a good gangway.
The shuttle hit something, Locke said. It was wild. Locke, who was standing inside the shuttle at the time, says he doesn't believe anyone was injured in the wreck, noting it was just really weird. Locke says the crash was pretty hard, but both guys seemed fine afterward, joking that they wouldn't be filing insurance claims or anything like that. Locke was also asked about a potential rift with Broncos starting QB Joe Flacco. Recently said it was not his job to mentor him. Quote, me and Joe, he's taught me a lot so far. That's it.
He basically backed up a statement. He goes, look, he's in that room trying to win games, and I'm just trying to learn.
Yeah.
Let him off the hook.
Let him off the hook.
Yep.
As far as our Twin Peaks poll goes today, do you want to see the NFL take a lottery approach to the draft like the NBA? So far, 68%, a resounding no.
No!
So we like it the way it is. Now people seem to like the lotto for basketball, or do people not care about basketball? That's what I'm wondering.
I feel like fan bases in football and fan bases in basketball are very different outside of like a handful of markets, right?
I think you might be right.
There's still passion behind the Arizona Cardinals when they're selecting number one overall. There's still passion with the San Francisco 49ers when they're selecting number two overall. Is there that passion when you've got, like, are Memphis Grizzly fans, like, that excited that they're going to get Ja Morant at number two?
No, but I did see the ticket office at the Pelicans just explode when they got the number one pick.
What, 2,000 season tickets I think they've sold?
You brought this up earlier, Chris, that if you took last night's draft lottery results and applied it to the NFL, here's what the NFL draft order would be, which I think is interesting. Jacksonville Jaguars would have had the number one overall pick, followed by the Bills, and then the Cardinals, and then the Bengals, then the 49ers at 5, Jets at 6, Raiders 7, Tampa Bay at 8, Giants at 9. They've still taken Jones.
Sounds like my Lions are still getting screwed.
Lions at 10. Remember, he wouldn't have been there. Gettleman said so.
Oh, that's right. Because who would have taken him?
The Jags. There are at least two teams in front of him.
But Jags, here is the question, though. The Jaguars, number one, would they have taken Kyler Murray? They've just signed Nick Foles.
You're right. Maybe they go with Kyler Murray. That's a possibility. Lions 10, Broncos 11, Dolphins 12, Packers 13, Falcons 14.
I can't imagine Tom Coughlin picking
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. He just, since he's not like the quote-unquote prototypical NFL quarterback, Coughlin, who's about as old school as it gets in the NFL right now.
You already said he has to evolve. He said that last year, remember?
Well, okay. Continue to do the math. The next team on there was the Bills. They weren't going to draft Kyler Murray.
No, so
he
would have ended up with
him. The Cardinals would have got him again anyway. And the Dolphins were only they're right there. They would have moved up one spot from 13 to 12. So it was
probably still taking Wilkinson at that point.
Yep.
And my Lions, no matter what scenario there is, between 10 and 15 every year, getting screwed.
The sweet spot.
The hell spot.
The sweet spot of the draft.
Can't get better at
when
that.
When they make a wild card this year, you know they'll be in a worse spot, too.
It'll be worse, but we'll be a playoff team. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I think that division is going to go right down to the wire.
I don't. We're going to own it.
Well, you know what? I hope you do.
Not as a wild card, but
I'm rooting for you. I hope you do.
So we talked about the college football, the first 3 weeks of the season, TV schedules, all that being released. So we know that it's opening weekend when Texas hosts LSU, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not a neutral site game. That's in
Texas.
In Austin, right?
Oh, no. It's at Jerry's World.
Jerry's World. Oh,
yeah.
Clemson
is home. Clemson is at home at Memorial against Georgia Tech.
No, this is a home game for Texas.
Okay.
Because this is going to be the first time ABC will have Texas as the home team on their game of the week, the Kirk Herbstreit. It's the first time since 2013 when Mack Brown was still the coach.
Hook 'em horns! That's what they say down there.
I know, hook 'em, yeah. Got it. And then the other fans say gig 'em.
Which, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I've asked people, every year, I lived in Texas for 7 years, I said, tell me what gig 'em means. And they go, this is what we say.
How do you spell it?
G-I-G.
Yeah.
E-M.
Apostrophe E-M. Gig'em.
Or is the apostrophe at the end of the M?
Is that like get 'em, but just gig'em?
I don't know.
Now, I will say this. If you go to an A&M game in person, one of the most unique crowd experiences, the 12th man, and they hoot and holler with everything. They got their little sayings that they do after every first down. I mean, it's a
like
scene,
what?
Man.
First down? What do you say after first down?
I can't remember.
Gig'em.
That's part of the deal.
That's part of it.
You're supposed to kiss the person next to you after a score. That's like illegal.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. You're supposed to turn around, grab the woman next to you, and kiss you every time there's a touchdown.
Where?
I'm enrolling.
On the lips.
On the lips?
Where?
On the lips?
Yeah.
No, they got to be talking like the Euro.
What if you're standing next to, well?
No.
No?
No.
Gigging is frog hunting, 606 says. Is that
no,
true?
But it's gig'em.
I didn't even know.
Yes.
Did you know what that is? Gigging?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I'm married into rednecks.
Gigging is frog. I've seen.
As you can see with my Florida Concrete Products Association Digi Camo hat that I got for free.
The camo. The camo is what sets it off. That's nice. That's
Dopey
nice,
says gig'em is just like hook'em because gig'em is talking about digging a frog with a three-pronged stick.
Yeah, like it's a baseball bat basically with nails coming out of it.
Okay, I have seen that.
Not a baseball bat, but it that's actually the best way to describe it.
I know when I saw that, believe it or not, one of Gordon Ramsay's older shows where he's taking a tour of, he's in like Vietnam and he went frog hunting, gigging, whatever you call it, and with snakes, and that's what they had. They had that too.
Yeah, so what you do is you get the spotlight, you shine it down on the water, and then their eyes will glow, and you airboat next to them, and you gig them.
Cool.
Giggity. Quagmire giggity?
Yes, Faith, thank you. It's not the M part that I'm curious about. It's the gig
Come
part.
Come on, Faith. That's
M
in Georgia.
Is short for them. I got it. I appreciate that.
We understand the them part. We don't know what the gig is.
606.
Is it computer related?
No, I think 606. He says, so maybe they mean to stab the opponent with a barbed spear.
Ooh, that sounds painful.
In a football kidding type of way.
In a politically correct, fine, nice.
Tool you used to catch the frogs is called the game. This is. I will say that's new to me. I did not know that.
All I gotta say is all those engineer degrees at the A&M. They better figure out that the city of Houston floods every time it rains. They better do a better job of figuring out some engineering.
Cape Cop has a good tweet here. The saying started when the Aggies were going to play the Horned Frogs. That makes sense.
That's what I just looked up online. That's exactly what it is. So it does have to do with frog gigging.
So thank you.
Which is
not good.
But they don't play TCU anymore, so it makes no sense.
No
they should.
Well, I agree they should.
They should play Texas.
They don't play Texas.
They don't play Texas anymore
Although,
either.
Aren't they renewing that?
They're
in discussion.
There's talk about it, and it ain't happening. They're not happening.
And nobody wants to play UTEP because they're that bad. You said you've been there, and it's stinky, right?
You don't want to go to Texas El Paso or El Paso, Texas.
I did a show with a guy who played there on the team.
Middle of nowhere.
UTEP?
Yep.
Yeah. Einers.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Good one, Chris.
Faith says, Chris, you asked for the apostrophe went before the E or after the M. I'm not the crazy one here. Don't pretend you didn't say that. Faith, tell him, Faith.
Faith, let it go, Faith. Let it go.
Let it go.
Oh,
let
no, go. No, no.
You can't hold me back anymore.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, man.
I am proud to say we have reached the finish line.
Can I just say this real quick?
No. Damn near.
No.
A dear intern, I haven't seen her in a while, but she was an intern of mine at a radio station, and I'm so proud of her. She's a very young girl, but this year is her first year covering the Bruins for the Boston Herald. And she's just so passionate about sports, lacrosse, hockey, soccer, loves soccer. Loves
growing it. Sport.
She tweets out. So she's covering the ring. She's in Raleigh for the game. A man, are you going to the game? Me, yes. Uber guy says, go Canes. She says, I'm just a reporter. Uber driver says, how about you report me? And then finger guns at her. She said, I'm a Bruins reporter. He said, you suck.
It's an underrated move. That's the rather, finger guns?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey. They do that at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
That's their thing. And a Texas Tech student at, I believe, the Houston airport got arrested because she saw somebody that was wearing a Texas Tech shirt in line at security, and she did the little gun thing, and they arrested her for it. Stupid.
Can you do the Longhorns? Are you allowed to do this? What can you not do?
I don't know.
No.
What you got coming up next? Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
And What You Got is brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks, the best place for all things hoops on the road to the NBA Finals. Get to your favorite location for all the NBA playoff action, including tonight. We've got more conference final basketball action between the Warriors and the Trailblazers, which we will also have here on 99.3 ESPN. If you want to check that out. Got a couple things for you on this date in history, May 16th, 1924. William Candy Cummings, American baseball player, credited with creating the curveball, died at the age of 75. That'd be a cool thing.
Remember, Craig, when we were growing up, they said it was not a curveball. It was just an optical illusion. They were wrong.
They also told you don't throw it until after you reach puberty or you're going to ruin your arm.
Well, that I agree
That's
with.
True.
That I agree with. Your elbow isn't fully developed.
That's
yes.
absolutely true.
Meanwhile, also on this day in 1996, Red Wings captain Steve Yzerman. Yeah.
Love him.
Blast the slap shot past the Blues goaltender John Casey in double overtime of Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals, going to the Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. Back when I was a fan. All right, that's it. What do you got, Pete Shepard?
Didn't even know they played.
Wrong, sir.
Well, remember, I have to go back and watch all the. How many Last Chance U seasons were there? Three.
Three.
I saw the first was great. So, the expletive spewing, hot tubbing, caddy driven former head coach.
They got fired.
And Last Chance U, Jason Brown, who recently resigned from his gig at Independence Community College in Kansas for telling a German-born player that he was the new you-know-what. Starred in season 3 and 4 of the super popular Netflix show, and now he's ready to put his thoughts in writing. He has partnered up and signed a book publishing contract to write a book. I will send the details once the book is printed, Brown tweeted on Thursday. Much love for your support. He became a massive hit with the show thanks to his IDGAF attitude and unorthodox coaching style.
Do you know what that stands for?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't give a... I don't give a fault.
Gotcha. Do we have an update on our Twin Peaks Twitter poll? It was around about 65%.
Do you want to see the NFL take a lottery approach to the draft like the NBA? Over 150 votes, 68% say no.
Okay, keep things as they are. Chris, what is your stone cold pick of the night?
All right, last night a very comfortable win for us. Milwaukee -6.5. They win by 8. I am now 26-22-1 year to date. Tonight, I am never going against this team for the rest of the playoffs. We're laying the 7 with Golden State, and it could be 100, and I would lay it.
All right, game time tonight, nice. 8 o'clock on our airwaves.
Coverage at 8, tip-off at 9. It's also on ESPN.
All right, how much time we got for Chris, for Pete Shepard? I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm great as always. Have no idea how much time we have exactly, but I think we're running it down. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Friday. God bless America, everybody!